This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. You are listening to Nicolas Noir.
And Stavros.
Stavros. There's no longer version of your name. It's not like Stavrinsky.
No, it's not a diminutive. It means the cross.
Oh.
Yes.
How do you say double cross?
Double cross. That's a good question. You just, I don't know, Stavros squared.
Double Stavros. We are listening to a solid rockin' hour, chock full of goodies from the rock steady period of Jamaican music.
Mm-hmm.
These are, I wanted to do kind of an alternate universe show, a counterfactual show, where I played different versions of well-known songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to play the originals.
Right.
That, you know, we were talking about Tainted Love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, well, why not just do a set of rocksteady covers of soul music? And you know quite a lot about this, so I'd like you to maybe pontificate
upon
a little bit about about the, you know, the soul radio waves and 45s kind of washing up on the on the shores of Jamaica and people taking them and then creating this music.
I think what's really great about listening to these songs is that, you know, the Jamaican music industry was really inspired by American R&B music. I mean, in its very origins, you know, all the music that was being made, whether it was sort of ska or calypso, which I guess was also influenced by American jazz, but really had its roots in sort of mimicking American R&B music, but then adding a sort of calypso rhythm to it. And so when you hear these artists playing these American R&B songs, I think they're really kind of going to the root of their own inspiration for playing music in the first place.
Their sweet inspiration, if you will. That song is coming up later.
Boom. And I will. But yeah, I mean, in terms of all the sort of DJ culture around this and how these records made their way to Jamaica, you know, there's a lot that can be said about that and the way that people competed to get their hands on these records and scratched off the labels so nobody would know which American records they had. And yeah, there's a fierce competition. I mean, these records from, American studios were a sort of precious commodity, and I think had almost this kind of like magical talismanic character, right? There's always been a very close connection between the two music scenes.
So would audiences in Jamaica know that these were covers, or?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So they would be familiar with the original version.
Mm-hmm.
And then for sort of what, for like weird copyright reasons or just trying to make a buck, like people would cover them, or is this sort of a natural?
I think yes, to make a buck. But then also it's a really heartfelt tribute, you know, because again, this is the music that really inspired the Jamaican music industry, you know? And so all of these artists, I think it's kind of like a love letter in a sense, right?
Well put.
Yeah. So that's what I have to say about that.
Cool. All right. Well, we're listening to a whole series of love letters, a solid hour of poetry right in your ear, right in your face. And, you know, yeah, it's a little bit of a departure show. Usually I like to kind of sprinkle the rock steady into mm-hmm. the show mm-hmm. as kind of a surprise. So this is it. This is all rock steady. But it's all covers of 50s and 60s songs, with a couple of exceptions. There, you know, I think, for example, I'm going to play "The Tide Is High" shortly.
Mm-hmm.
That, to my knowledge, is an original song.
Yeah,
that Blondie
covered. To my knowledge as well.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of just think counterfactual, mm-hmm. alternate universe. You're living in Jamaica,
right?
This is,
and so the counterfactual is that actually these songs were written by the groups that are performing, the Jamaican groups that are performing them. That's the counterfactual history.
No. I'm just imagining a world where the original versions of these songs didn't exist.
Right.
And these
right,
are
right,
the originals.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, because people have that kind of stereotype about reggae anyway, mm-hmm. or Jamaican music, that somehow, like, the chronology doesn't make sense to people.
Mm.
That reggae came out of ska and mm-hmm, rocksteady. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, they think that the poppier stuff must be derivative of like the more
interesting
essential
yeah
music. Anyway,
Yeah, it is kind of interesting that over the course of a couple decades, things just slowed down a lot. And then
I guess if you just took these songs, that would actually be kind of a cool project. I'm gonna wait. All right, we're gonna play Midnight Hour by the Silvertones. If you want to know the track list, it was Hurt So Good by Susan Cadogan. I think that's actually a 70s track. Come See About Me by the Soul Stirrers. Ain't Too Proud to Beg by Slim Smith. And now we're playing The Midnight Hour by the Silvertones. This is BFF.FM, Teenage Tragedies. I'm Nick Noir, and you are
Stavros.
Every Friday from 11 to midnight.
Midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when there's no one else around. I'm gonna take you, girl, and hold you. Then do all the things I told you in the midnight hour. Yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have. One thing I just want to say right now. I'm gonna wait till the stars are out. Just like that.
the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh and she'll read a part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left the girl so many, many times before. By the time I reach to the moon, she'll be working. Probably stop at lunch and give me a call, but she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing by the wall. I say what's up, but when I reach Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping.
Thank you. share precious moments. Will I have to wait?
This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm, and we just heard When Will I See You Again and Band of Gold by Marcia Griffiths.
Fantastic.
Yes, fantastisch, Martha.
Fantastisch.
Fantastisch, Martha. I thought, you know, yeah, we were like, man, fucking, it's amazing. Those two songs are better than the original.
Right, right. Yeah, there's something...
Counterfactual world, man.
It's the best of all possible
worlds.
What
if Jamaican music came to the United States and we listened to that and then we made soul music based on it?
Yeah, yeah. I like the sound of that.
It could happen. That's an upcoming movie directed by Stavros, starring Stavros, Ryan Reynolds.
Over my dead body. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
That's the name of it.
Yes. It's a Western.
The Ryan Reynolds record story. Well, so we had, let me see, The Midnight Hour by the Silver Tones, The Tide is High by the Paragons. That is the original version of the song. We looked it up. Mm. By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Noel Brown. Also really quite good cover.
Very moving.
Interestingly, that song, I'm always struck by how the geography for a song that really explicitly is about space and time and geography, they get it really wrong. You know, he's like he's in Phoenix, he's in like an Oklahoma, and then he's like driving through like Wyoming or something.
But here's the thing, Nick Noir, you know, and
lay it on me, Stavros.
Well, as a songwriter, I gotta tell you, it's hard to make things rhyme sometimes, and certain some words just sound better than others.
Penis and Phoenix just go so well together.
Right, right. But you know, I mean, I can
actually, the name of the song originally was "By the Time I Touch My Penis," and they had to change
it. You'll be rising. She'll be rising. Yeah, no, I mean, I just can imagine somebody sort of hungover in a hotel room, you know, kind of hair the dog, and just sort of writing down these lyrics. And yeah, it's kind of about how things sound, you know, not necessarily where they're placed in space and time. So anyway, that's my take on it. I try to be a generous, charitable interpreter.
Yeah, fair enough. No, it's about a mood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It was originally recorded by Johnny Rivers in 1965, then covered by Glenn Campbell.
Right.
And he made it, it was the title track of a record. And that's the version that reached number two on the Hot Country Singles chart.
I love that version. It's so good. I don't know the Johnny Rivers version at all. Actually, I only know the Glenn Campbell version.
Yeah. I was, you know, I think the only version I'm familiar with, I think, was by Dean Martin, but I'm not finding any information about it.
This may have been a dream.
It may have just been a dream.
Well, I was also going to mention, just quickly, since we were talking about the influence of American R&B music on the Jamaican music industry, I failed to mention that also American country music was and continues to be very popular in Jamaica. And this is something that came as a surprise to me when I discovered it. But yeah, you can obviously hear that in the cover for this song. And I mean, the storytelling is so, you know, it's so remarkable. And it's obviously something that you have to admire. So you can see why it would inspire imitators and even just, you know, listeners, right, in the third world Nashville.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm just looking online. I guess it was also covered. I kind of want to check this version out by the Mad Lads, Four Stacks in 1969.
Oh, cool. I'd love to hear that version.
Check that one out.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're continuing with our wonderful world of soul and other covers by rocksteady artists in the rocksteady period of Jamaican music here on BFF.FM. These are true teenage tragedies. Maybe the biggest tragedy is that, you know, most of these artists, I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, they probably got paid like, yeah. I mean, right? I mean, like, didn't it, like, artists in Jamaica at the time, they get paid $20 to record a song?
That was exactly. It. Yeah, extremely exploitative. There were no royalties involved. So yeah, it's pay. You basically pay for the session and then on your way.
Well, y'all are listening to them now, so you're paying tribute to their probably deceased by now memory. But anyway. That's the tragedy and the beauty of it all.
It is.
Here on BFF.FM.
I know the don't bet your life to count, cause mama, I'm sure art to handle out of bet I am. Bet your life to count, cause mama, I'm too hard to handle. Now don't bet I am. Ah, too handle. But there's the action speaks loud in words, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got to love a man, but I can love you better than him. Don't be afraid, I'll prove every word I say. I've got the kind of love you're after. Please come along with me. Cause all won't come down by the door. And that ain't nothing but rightful love. With a little thing, don't bet your life to count. Cause mama, so hard to answer now. Yes, I am. Don't bet it, babe.
Sugar on me, honey.
This is Teenage Tragedy's Nick Noir speaking.
And Stavros is present as well.
Announce yourself, damn it.
Here I am!
Here I am, Stavros! All right. We are listening to Rocksteady covers of famous soul and country and western songs.
Yeah.
Stavros, you were mentioning the love of the country music, the stories.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool to hear that again, and we were... trying to figure out what the original version of that song. What is the proper title? Angel of the Morning.
Angel of the Morning.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's obviously been covered a million times, and I think we determined what the first release was.
Well, it's
or it's ambiguous.
Evie Sands, Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts, P.P. Arnold, mm-hmm. Connie Eaton,
mm-hmm.
Mary Mason,
mm-hmm.
Melba Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And Juice Newton.
Juice Newton.
I think Juice Newton might actually have the most famous version.
There was a failed offshoot by the by Nestle from the Fig Newton. It was kind of a smoothie.
Actually, they just got the members of Orange Juice to record a few Newton-themed tracks.
Right, right. Juice Newton. Actually, that sounds like an awesome name for a rapper. I have to say,
yeah, actually,
it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, there's your hyphy career could start
right
soon.
This is it. This is the launch party.
Where's the Gouda, Juice Newton?
But no, yeah, this is another great example of a cover of an American country song, And again, I mean, we were talking about these songs as being sort of love letters and tributes and not merely just kind of covers for cash, although that's definitely part of the equation as well. But I think that the fact that these songs are being picked up by these artists really shows the influence and the significance of American country music in Jamaica.
Well, this is a really beautiful song. I mean, Angel of the Morning, it is about... the morning after an affair.
Right, right.
And kind of wanting to keep the, like, resist the sort of shame of sort of waking up in a, let's say, a married man's bed.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to still be the angel of the morning.
Right.
That you were the angel of the evening. That would be my read on it anyway. So it is a beautiful song about a kind of need for... redemption, I guess.
Well, and also the appearance of, the angels is revelatory, but it's also ephemeral, right? It's not permanent, right? It's a moment in time. And I agree, there is this redemptive kind of quality to it, but it's also something that can't last, right?
That's why you're the... Humanities Department. <sharing about
it. laughs> Hope everybody's taking notes.
No, I'm gonna have to think about that. I'm gonna have to listen to it a few more times. we start off with some Lee Perry produced intense songs, "Dark End of the Street" by Pat Kelly and "Hard to Handle" by Carl Dawkins.
Yeah.
So good. And don't be afraid.
Who could not be terrified?
So screamy. Scream Steady. And then we had Sugar Sugar by Ken Lazarus. That's a good track. And Angel of the Morning. And then Kansas City. Mm. Kansas City and Angel of the Morning both covered by Joya Landis. We're coming up on the midnight hour when my love comes tumbling down pretty shortly. We were talking about how that phrase is... I've always found that ambiguous.
It's very evocative, but of what?
Of balls.
Of what?
That's
yeah.
What my love comes to. Just balls falling out of my pants. No, it's midnight.
Been holding them up all this time. Or back, rather, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I used to wear these weird tidy whiteys that were like really thin or like really like one leg hole was super tiny and one was super baggy. Anyway, you can imagine.
I think we all just did. Yeah.
We're gonna end with a bunch of tracks by the Gaylettes.
Mm.
Gaylettes did "Silent Rivers Run Deep," which is a great Rocksteady track,
classic.
Yeah. And we're gonna listen to Mighty Quinn, That's How Strong My Love Is, and Leaving on a Jet... No, wait, no. We're going to do Mighty Quinn and That's How Strong My Love Is. That's also awesome. Son of a Preacher Man.
Fantastic.
And if we have time, we'll do Leaving on a Jet Plane by David Isaacs and La La Means I Love You by Anton Ellis. Anyway, cool. This is Teenage Tragedies. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Joy. Oh, yeah.